Babelbon's delivery. Fly ball in the air. Right center field. Nobody's going to catch it. That'll go up and over. The Orioles done it. They have tied this game up. Nolan Reimold, two down. Behind in the count. Ninth inning. It's 3-3.
That was the sound of the Baltimore Orioles getting it done last night as they beat the Boston Red Sox, allowing the Tampa Bay Rays a chance to get into the playoffs. And what was it? 3 minutes later, Evan Longoria hits a home run and propels the Rays to the wild card.
And you didn't hear his name there, but that Nolan Reimold hit knocked in Kyle Hudson. And everyone, I saw Twitter ablazing with the Illini hashtag. It's like, hey, that's Kyle Hudson. He's scoring the tying run. And then the Orioles went on to beat the Boston Red Sox, knocking them out of the playoffs.
Well, former Matt Toon star, former Illini star, not only in baseball, but also football, and current Baltimore Orioles star, Kyle Hudson, joining us now. Kyle, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well. Appreciate you guys having me.
I mean, how crazy, I don't even know where to begin. How crazy was that night of baseball? Obviously, your night is solely on Baltimore-Boston. And did you get a chance, though, to realize what all was happening in the sport of baseball last night?
I'll tell you what, I really didn't until we got back in the locker room after our win. But, you know, we got to the field, and there was a little bit of buzz going around at our field. You know, it was kind of a playoff atmosphere. You know, we knew that there was a lot on the line for them. And, you know, we were playing to win the game like we always do. And, you know, we came out there. You know, I was real proud of all of our guys. I mean, we played well, you know, ever since I've been up here all September. And, you know, just to get that win the way we did was just amazing. And our fans there were amazing. They went crazy, celebrated with us. And then walked into the locker room about 3 minutes later, and we watched Longoria hit the home run to knock Boston out of the playoffs. So it was actually a pretty cool experience.
Hey, Kyle, how did Buck Showalter, what did he say to you guys? Did he say approach this like your World Series? Because it sure seemed like you guys were treating this like it was your World Series Game 7.
Well, no, I mean, he didn't say much. We weren't really approaching it like any certain game. I mean, we go out there every day, and we work hard, and our goal is to win the game, obviously. And, you know, these like I said, all these guys knew that there was something on the line for them, and you know, we were playing for pride, and we were playing to win the game, and we played well. We had some big hits and some big spots, and, you know, you can't say enough about the guys. I mean, Robert Andino coming through with that base hit at the end. And obviously, Reimold, what he did, you know, anybody could have scored on that ball that he hit. So, you know, it was just a great win for us.
Chatting with Kyle Hudson here on the Tay and Jay Show, Jeremy Warner, Lante. Kyle, you scored the game-tying run, pinch runner position for you. What was it like for you going out there when Coach Showalter said, hey, Hudson, get in there?
You know, it's pretty cool. That's been pretty much my main role the whole time I've been up here. You know, I've got a few starts here and there. But, you know, my main role is to go in there late in the game and, you know, either steal a base and hopefully score a run. So, you know, I've had a lot of experience with that. And, you know, I was out there confident. I was confident in our guys. I was confident in Nolan to come through. And all I know is, you know, whenever he hit that ball, I was running as hard, as hard as I could at the home plate. So he hit it far enough that I really didn't have to run that hard around third.
Visiting with the pride of Matt Toon, current Baltimore Orioles outfielder, Kyle Hudson. And you mentioned it earlier, every time I turned on baseball in the last month, it seemed like Baltimore was getting wins. I mean, this team, you've got a lot to really grow on for next year, don't you?
Definitely. I mean, you know, I think that win last night definitely showed the type of team that we can be. I mean, we have good players from, you know, top to bottom. Our lineup is very good. And, you know, when our lineup and our pitching are going together, working in unison, I mean, we got a pretty good team, pretty scrappy team, and I feel like we can go out and beat anybody, you know, because obviously we took 5-7 from Boston in the last couple weeks of the season. I mean, that's a pretty good record there for that.
And we're going to really get nitty-gritty on your your short season there in the big leagues when they brought you up, but I want to ask you one overall question on that National League East. As you're coming up through this Orioles organization, you look at that, not National League, American League East, you look at that, you see the Yankees, you see the Red Sox, you see the Rays. I mean, does that look insurmountable when you see those teams ahead of you?
It's pretty crazy. I mean, that is, I feel like obviously the best league in the major leagues with, Boston, like you said, and New York and Tampa and Boston and New York. I mean, those organizations are just, they've been great for so many years. And, we just want to, as the Orioles organization, want to start competing in that and, hopefully, making a playoff push, here within the next couple of years and hopefully we can get that done.
Chatting with Kyle Hudson, former Illini, former Mattoon greats. Now with the Baltimore Orioles, scored the game-tying run against the Boston Red Sox. Of course, the Orioles went on to win that game, knocked the Red Sox out of the playoffs. And Kyle, that's kind of an end of a crazy year for you. The last time we talked to you, I think, was April. You were in single-A Fredericksburg. Well, you made your way up to the major leagues. Take us through that journey. What was that like?
I'll tell you what, it's been a crazy year for me. It's been a long year. I wasn't sure when I talked to you guys, but I was in Frederick for about a little under a month, and then I did pretty well there, and they ended up promoting me to Bowie, and I was only in Bowie for about 2.5 weeks, I think, and then one of the outfielders from Norfolk got moved up to the big league, so I kind of got moved up there and feel like a fill-in role for a little bit, and I struggled. I have my struggles, but AAA is a whole different world. You got guys that have been in the big leagues for multiple years, veteran guys, older guys, and it's just a whole different world. You got to learn a lot about baseball, and so I struggled there, and I ended up getting sent back down to Bowie, where I worked to get better. I worked for things that I felt like I needed to. And I actually started doing pretty well there. I ended up hitting .308 for next two and a half weeks. I think I was there for 2.5 weeks again, and then I got called right back up Norfolk, and I guess never looked back after that. I felt pretty comfortable at the plate. Was doing pretty good defensively, so I felt pretty good about my whole year in general.
Well, Kyle, what was, I mean, getting demoted like that from AAA to AA, sometimes that might end somebody, their confidence. Yeah. How did you approach that?
It made me hungry. It made me hungry to get back to that level. I mean, that's one step. When I got to Norfolk, I realized that's one step away from, where my dream was to be in the big leagues. And, getting demoted kind of brought me back down to earth a little bit and, made me realize the things that I needed to work on and the things I needed to do to get better, to get back to that point, and then hopefully the big leagues at some point. And I feel like I did a pretty good job of that in Bowie, and I think that they noticed a little bit and got moved back up, and I was just comfortable. I'll tell you what, I was going up to the plate confident that I could hit everything that was thrown up there, and I was just feeling pretty good for the rest of the year.
Talking with Baltimore Orioles outfielder Kyle Hudson from Mattoon, from the University of Illinois. And obviously, I just gave you the introduction as Baltimore Orioles outfielder. You made it. You got the call.
Sweet.
What was that call like? Who was on the other line? When was it? Where were you at?
I'll tell you, we had just got done playing in Norfolk, and it was the first game back for our final home stand. I think we had 6 days left or something. And my hitting coach in Norfolk, I was getting some food at the time, and hitting coach came in and said, "Hey, manager needs to ask you a question." And so, I dropped my food, went in there, and I just walked in, and the manager said, "You're going to the bigs."
Oh.
And, it was funny because I was just like, okay. And no, he was like, "Well, did you expect that?" And I'm like, not really. And he goes, "What, did you read some blogs or something?" Because he thought I already knew for some reason, I reacted to it. But, I mean, I never get too emotional about anything, but it kind of set in a little bit later when, I was able to talk to my family, talk to my mom, talk to my dad and everybody else. And, it started to hit me then. And then I went back to the apartment and packed my things and didn't get 1 minute of sleep.
I love it. And Kyle, as a parent now that I am a parent, I think I can't imagine your dad and mom getting that news and how proud they are, or how proud they had to have been at that moment. What was that call like back to mom and dad?
It was great. They've been here to support me through everything. Go to every one of my sporting events. Through college, through high school. Even when I was younger, obviously. But I think they only missed a couple football games while I was at Illinois. A couple away games, maybe two. And that just means a lot to me. And I'm just happy that they're so much a part of what I'm doing, and they support me in what I'm doing. And I'm just blessed to have the family that I do. And, it can't get any better for me.
Well, Kyle Hudson, I know a lot of people are here proud of you. Your hometown, Mattoon, a lot of people in the Champaign-Urbana area. So what's next? I know you're back in Mattoon right now getting a little rest, but what's next for you? And have the Orioles talked to you about what's next?
Not really. All I know is I'm getting a massage tomorrow to kind of relax a little bit. But other than that, right now I'm just kicking back and enjoying my family, enjoying my friends here. And I don't know. I think we're gonna have to talk a little bit, maybe in a week or so, and to the right people and see what's gonna happen if they want me to go to winter ball or anything like that. So. We'll just have to wait and see. But for right now, I'm just resting my mind and resting my body.
Well, Kyle, I know your time's precious, and we appreciate it 100% you coming on and joining us here on the Tay and Jay Show. It's been fun to watch you take that next step to the bigs. And certainly as we go along, especially next season, we'd love to have you back on and keep updated on the Kyle Hudson trip to the bigs.
All right, that sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, man. Kyle. That is Kyle Hudson, Baltimore Orioles outfielder, former Illini, and, of course, the pride of Mattoon, a kid that was a state champion, I believe, high jumper. Mm-hmm. He was unbelievable at football, unbelievable at baseball. He plays two sports at the University of Illinois, football and baseball, and now this year realizes his dream by making it to the major leagues with the Baltimore Orioles. And it's crazy to think a local – I mean, it's one of those stories. I know kids are from everywhere. Mm-hmm. Every kid is a local kid somewhere, right?
Yeah.
It's neat, though, to have that – local kid in Central Illinois make it.
And it was a heck of a story because I was watching him. We had him back in April, and he was doing well in single A, got up to double A, did pretty well there. And I saw he got promoted to triple A, and
right.
I saw he got demoted, and I thought, oh, no, what's going to happen? But, 2 weeks later, he's back in triple A, and he gets a call up in September. Just an amazing story of a kid that didn't quit. That demotion, that could take out a lot of people right there. He used it as fuel, as he said, and just a great story. We'll see where he goes here. He's obviously a speedy guy. You always need speedy guys. If you can keep that average up and get on base a little bit, somebody's always got a need for somebody who can run the bases and play a good outfield in the center field.
And I think the important thing with him is that he was able to make an impression. And that's the importance of the September call-up. That's why Major League Baseball does this. Obviously, there's other reasons for it, and it can come in huge. Ask the Cardinals on how many times they've had or how much help some of these call-ups have been for the Cardinals. But a guy like Kyle Hudson gets that call-up, and hopefully the Orioles saw something they like. Maybe they formulate a plan like, hey, let's go one more year in the minors, and then Kyle's up here and ready to roll in our system.
Yeah, he had 28 at-bats. He had three runs. He only hit 143, but that's limited appearances there. Two stolen bases, two RBIs. So at least he's got this Major League Baseball profile.
Awesome.
He's got some stats in the Major League Baseball, so he's got that going for him.
And
already.
We forgot to ask him, because didn't Derek Jeter grab the ball and throw it in after he had his first hit? Yes. Totally forgot to ask him that.
That's pretty cool, though.
That's my fault. Hey, it's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM. It is.